The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Week 15 recap and Monday Night Football Bombs edition of the Bottom Line Bombs on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Sign up at GameTime.co and use promo code CFBX for $20 off. GameTime.co, promo code CFBX. And with that, we start a show with a theme song that starts now. Welcome to the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the Bet Detective, the Dobbenheimer, the man in the box. Amazing. It is Monday, December 18th, part of the C Block. We just did the show with Pix Dundee, a nice Christmas theme show, a lot of Christmas movie talk. So welcome for those who join me on the C Block and continue on the Bottom Line Bombs. We'll keep a little holiday mood. If you're watching live on YouTube, which I hope you are, you see the lights lighting up. A little distracting, actually. I brought in some lights. I'm bringing the Christmas spirit. Went to Target, got some extra lights, and I didn't need them. You know, Target like $5, these lights, you know, $10, $8 a box. You keep buying. I'm like, ah, what the fuck? $7. Next thing you know, I have all these lights. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with them? I brought them to the studio. Here we are. Now it's distracting me. We got a great show today. We got the Monday Night Football game between Philly and Seattle. Some bird bombs. I'll detonate that in a moment. And then we'll even with some props. And then I'll recap the weekend action of week 15. 15. My God. And the bombs, we did very well with the bombs. We are heating up with the contest picks. We're sniffing the money. I don't want to preview that, but anyway, we'll recap all the action, of course. The fall of Tommy DeVito and Italians everywhere. And, of course, we'll do a man in a box segment at the end. I might have to do a little bet detective work as well. I previewed the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar news. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar broke his hip at a concert. They won't tell us what concert. Bet Detective's going to figure it out. But that'll be later on. Also going to get to a segment I used to do a while ago, the worst person in gambling or worst person in sports. One just came up, so I might do that too. Who knows? Anyway, we'll get into Christmas songs, Christmas movies. We all week long here with the man in the box, December 18th. Christmas is on next, a week from today. So obviously I won't be doing a show on Christmas. So we got two more. I'll do my over the top holiday ones where I'm wearing the hat. I got the sweater on today. Look at this. If you're watching, I got the old, from the, not the new Navy, but from the old Navy, got a Christmas sweater on. We have an SGPN Christmas dinner tonight. I do not have a significant other. The man in the box is separated. So I'm going to be like, everyone's going to have the wives. And I'm going to be like De Niro in Heat, you know, and that they had that dinner in the beginning after their first caper. You know, they have a little dinner to talk about stuff. And De Niro's always solo because he's, you know, he's always got something he can walk away from in 30 seconds without the heat. And then it's some girl he meets at a diner or something. I don't know, whatever. I don't want to get into Heat, but that's another movie that, speaking of Heat, look at my stream of consciousness. Did Heat come out? The movie Heat. Talk about the movie Heat. Then I'll get into Monday Night Football. I don't know if it came out on Christmas or Thanksgiving, one of those two holidays. I remember seeing it in the theater that night. That was a tradition we'd always have. Maybe my sister or something. You know, you do a holiday and then you have to go see a movie. So we saw Heat. It was packed. And then it was like kids in there screaming. It was great. I mean, whatever. It's good. It's got a couple. Heat's got like four scenes and then like 40 minutes of shit you can cut off in between, if you ask me. The whole cook, get him out of there. He's like 30 minutes we don't need. I like him at all, but I mean, Jesus Christ. Anyway, as soon as the movie was over, a guy stood up. This is in Penn Sauk and Eric Five in New Jersey. Guy yells, Michael Mann couldn't make a movie with Jesus Christ and the 12 apostles. And I was like, I still don't even know what that means, but either way. Anyway. All right. Welcome to the chat, everybody. Because comes in with some bomb sound effects. You're damn right. Captain Insano says, I'm bringing the bombs to dinner, LFG. That's right, Captain Insano. I am bringing it to dinner. I'm bringing the bombs to dinner. I'm gonna really ruin the vibe. Everyone's going to be, I'm the guy who is, you know, everyone's going, the solo guy with the couples. Christmas dinner, but I'm going to bring the sweater. Maybe I'm going to get really out of hand. The women don't like me because I don't have the woman with me. I mean, I have a few girls. I mean, not to get into that, but you know what I mean. I know girls, but not girls I would like to bring to a nice formal dinner. I don't want them thinking, you know. No one thinking, expecting that. The good stuff all the time. You can't bring them to a fancy dinner for, you know, one of your first dates. Then they expect that all the time. That's not how the good life works, you know. But it'll be all the SGPN guys and their wives.
Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife.
Anyway, let's get into the Monday Night Football game tonight, which is our Philadelphia Eagles versus Seattle Supersonic Seahawks. That's why we're doing dinner after the Eagles game, of course. The line is, see what the line is now. A lot of mystery. As Jalen Hurts has, what do you have, COVID? Who knows what he's got? He has a sickness. He's flying by himself out to Seattle. The line is now 4-45, which means he probably is going to play. Geno Smith has a groin injury. They don't know when he's going to play. Both are questionable. A lot of weird things going on in Philadelphia. Things are not looking good. They demoted their defensive coordinator and have Matt Patricia calling plays. Oh, good God. I forgot Matt Patricia's on the staff. How does he keep getting these jobs, Matt Patricia? Why is he an Eagles coach? Anyway, that should really help. Darius Slay not playing will hurt. The secondary is already bad, and it's going to get even worse. So Jalen Hurts, I like it. They're going to fly Jalen Hurts by himself away from the team so he doesn't contaminate everyone, and then they're going to put him in a huddle. They're going to go for the opposite. From a separate plane to huddling up with other men for 4 hours. I like the logic behind that. Anyway, I like the under tonight either way. Yes, the defense is bad for Philadelphia, but I think the Philadelphia will be running the ball a lot. I think that's why we're going to hit a couple props. Philly -4, I don't know. I don't know, stuff. Juke 72 says Pete Carroll and his bubblegum noshing, the conspiracy theorists as Hermosa Beach, Sublime Lover. Let's get into the game. The 12th man. Oh, good God, with the 12th man. How many shots are they going to show the fish market tonight in Seattle, too? They should show. That'd be hilarious if they had the fish market. They showed a fish market, but they're throwing cheesesteaks. Combine it. Because every time they go to show a game in Philly, they got to go to Pat's and Gino's. Every time there's a game in Seattle, they got to go down to the fish market and toss the fish. So toss some cheesesteaks at each other. That'd be fun. JC from KC, Ronnie Pasco. Everyone's in the chat room today. It's holiday time. It's Christmas time. I love it. JC from KC says, what's up, C. Jenner's Donnie, Ronnie Pasco. I haven't seen you on DJ CJ. It's my old Todd Morse. Oh, Todd Morse was Ronnie Pasco. His dang son changed his profile name. Well, I love it. I like you better as Ronnie Pasco because you're DJ Ronnie Pasco, Todd Morse. I'll give you a shout out to all the C-Generates. Check him out on Music Mix, which is the music app for DJs. He would always send us good compilations. Anyway, so Eagles need a bounce back win. I think you are buying low on Eagles. I'm not sure if I want to lay four with them. I like the under more. But let's get into the couple props for you real quick. I think DK Metcalf on Seattle side will have a nice game. His prop is 62.5 yards. So he should go over that. And anytime touchdown is +150. I like both of those for DK Metcalf. And like I said, I think Philly's going to run the ball. Maybe not as much so with Hurts since he's a little sick. No, who knows what the sickness he is. But I do think it's a DeAndre Swift type of game that he hasn't been going off in a while. He's at 62.5, 100 +140 touchdown. So let's take both those overs. And let's do what we did last week, which we hit on Monday night. Let's parlay the touchdowns. DeAndre Swift touchdown, DK Metcalf touchdown, parlay together. That's 5-1. Bomb it. I also like Kenneth Gainwell over 12.5 yards. So it's three props. DK Metcalf, DeAndre Swift, and Kenneth Gainwell you can get in one shot. No big deal. Over rushing. I think it's going to be a big rushing game for Philadelphia tonight. And Seattle is going to get theirs through the air. Even if it is Drew Lock, it doesn't matter. DK Metcalf will get his. DK Metcalf. I talked about this last week when we played San Francisco. He does a thing now where he scores a touchdown. You know why he's going to score a touchdown tonight? So they can profile how he does the celebrations in sign language. That's his thing this year. He learned sign language, which is cool. Very cool. The deaf community need to be heard, if you will, as the young kids say. The blind people need to be seen. I feel heard. But deaf people actually do need to be heard. So DK Metcalf will score a touchdown, do a sign language. What if he's signing just horrible things? No one would know. And if the deaf community knew, they're not going to tell anyone. First of all, we wouldn't hear him. We would hear him. They'd write it out. They can write. They're not illiterate. If anything, they're smarter than us. But that's the thing. Sign language became a big thing during COVID, too, because every press conference, like a mayor would give out an update, a health update, they would need someone doing sign language. And what we learned really quickly is not a lot of people know sign language, and also not a lot of people can call people other ones out for doing it incorrectly. So there's some hilarious people who just fake their job because they're not even getting paid. They're getting paid like $50. I'm like, yeah, I know sign language, and they're just fucking... They look like they're at a rave and it's going wah, 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 jerk off motions and shit. I mean, anyway, so DK Metcalf will score and he'll sign off. This game sucks. Get me out of Seattle. My coach is a conspiracy theorist and absolutely crazy. Anyway, look at it. Look at the chat room popping up. Loving the live chat. As people keep piling in, you guys came in for a great show because we're going to recap the action and the bombs and picks. And we got a man in the box and a bet detective. But first, let me tell you, I'm going to show you something here. I got to tell you about Prize Picks, and I'll do it with a window thing that you get to look at. There it is. Look at that. All right. Prize Picks is fantasy. I should probably just read it right off here. It's fantasy football, but it's like, you know, done right.
I hate the Prize Picks fucking ad read. I should probably not tell the company that.
It's daily fantasy sports made easy. I just don't make the ad read easy. So you can play along tonight's game, Seattle, Philadelphia. Pick a couple players from both sides of the team, parlay together. Like I already gave them to you. I already gave you DK Metcalf, higher than 62.5 yards. DeAndre Swift, higher than 62.5. Toss in Kenneth Gainwell, 12.5. That's 3-6-1. Plays out amazing. You can play along other celebrities in the community play, like Meek Mill and Andrew Schultz. Meek Mill just got a prison reform thing where he was crying. Philadelphia Dreams and Nightmares guy, who his song Dreams and Nightmares became the theme song for the Eagles, which I always thought was a bit odd. I mean, I love it. It's great. It's hard, but it's just so, what I thought was odd was like, it got so big that all fans were singing Meek Mill. See, like 60-year-old guys like Sal from Fishtown going, if you ain't about this murder game, bitch, shut the F up. Like, whoa, Jesus. All right. Anyway, love Meek Mill. But you can play along with him Prize Picks, and you can do they have a reboot policy. The only daily fantasy sports platform that has an injury insurance policy. I won't name a player, but let's say you take one of those guys I mentioned and they get injured or someone else, you know, you get rebooted. It's not like real football. It's like real football. That's what I hate about fantasy football. You can play or get hurt. Like, that's it. All right. You have 10 guys now. Well, I don't get them replaced. Nope. That's it. You lose. Not with Prize Picks. They reboot them. So insurance. Anyway. So what you do is you go to prizepicks.com/SGPN, use code SGPN for a first deposit, match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/SGPN, code SGPN. Oh, man, that was something. And we're back. That was a long, garbled ad read. So much that half the listeners went out, and I get it. Anyway, let's talk about some of the games that occurred over the weekend. Before we get into any of the Christmas songs, the biggest game, of course, was Buffalo and Dallas. Buffalo beat the living bejesus off Dallas. Where's Cereal now? Cereal love pop coming in when Cowboys beat the Eagles on there, but how about them Cowboys now? That's all right. Cowboys just not good on the road. That was brutal. I tweeted out, I don't know, Trayvon Diggs needs to get up out of there. Remember when Trayvon Diggs tweeted that Stephon Diggs needs to get up out of Buffalo? These Bills, they're hilarious. They might be the best team in football, and they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they can. I have a ticket on them to make the playoffs, a +350 that I took a couple weeks ago, but like, they lose every single tiebreaker. Their best chance is to win a division, which I can't believe I didn't take. They were at 10-1 to like 2 weeks ago. Because no one thought Miami was going to lose to Tennessee. But these Bills are just, they're steamrolling teams. They didn't even throw the ball yesterday. They just ran right through it. James Cook, I got 170 yards. You know, so great. I hate the Cowboys just like the next red-blooded American. But what I don't like is how the sports media and the sports media, like ESPN, Skip Bayless on Fox, whatever, Stephen A, they capitalize so much in the Cowboys where like they troll them or they're fans of them where like they go, oh, what's he going to say when the Cowboys lose? And it's some awful video. It's so forced and it's ridiculous. Skip Bayless does these little playhouse things where he throws his jersey in the trash can in the kitchen. And it's so childish and fake. Like, who the fuck is this for? It's like the most obvious troll job of like trying to instigate something. Oh, that's it. I've had enough. I'm a fan who likes to think Dak Prescott stinks. Like, what are you, 8 years old? 8 years old and makes $100 million by doing this shit? Anyway. It is fantasy football playoff time. That's why I was going to bring up the worst person in gambling, but. So people that Dak Prescott, people wanted an MVP and CeeDee Lamb. I might as well bring it up. I need 3 points from Devontae Smith tonight. How about this? For the worst person in gambling, I might lock in the camera. This is an old segment I used to do. Worst person in gambling. I'm in a league with gamblers from old poker buddies. I'm locking in for this. And this is what this guy did. I'm in a game versus the troll of the league. Me versus this guy. Everyone wants me to win. So much that he had Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and it didn't look like he was going to win. And he still might not. I need 3 points from Devontae Smith. But I was going to win. He was posting like these Deion Sanders like memes all year. Like, we coming with Coach Prime. And then it looked like things were going bad for him. With an entire fourth quarter to play, this other guy, who's not in the game at all, but he wants to see him lose, posts a fucking meme about Deion saying, yeah, we're coming next year. Like jinxing, like acting like the game's over. There's a whole quarter to go. It's not, he's not involved in the game. Don't mush my fucking game just because you want to see him win. And I get it. You want to do your bit with the Deion Sanders meme. I want to do it too. Okay. You're an amateur at that too, because you need to have timing. You need to wait till it's over and it needs to be good. It wasn't even that good. So not only did he take my joke, he might have taken my victory away from him if Devontae Smith has to get points from Mariota tonight. Who knows? See, it doesn't even matter if I win. The point is, that's not your battle to pick. Stay your lane. If you want to mush yourself, mush yourself. If you want to try to reverse mush by being my opponent, by saying, congrats, bro, you won, bro, knowing you're trying to do a reverse jinx, okay, that's sleazy, but it's still allowed. But to be a railbird, to come in, no, that is not your place. That is not your place, Brad. Back to the wide angle. Third-party mush. It's right. And if you're not in the hand, like in poker, you don't induce action. You don't give table talk and advice. You got people telling them to set their lineups in the group chat. Oh, you're not involved in this. He doesn't need to know that A.J. Dillon's got a broken hand. Although, I know that A.J. Dillon's a game-time decision. They said with a broken hand, but come on. He has a broken hand. He's not going to play. I'm no expert, but you can't have a broken hand and hold on to the football. Freaking Brad is right, Ronnie Pascoe. Insane. He mushed my game. And of course, as soon as that happened, CeeDee Lamb gets a reverse for a touchdown. The only Cowboy damn touchdown of the game, a handoff to see, thank God it wasn't a pass. It'll really bug me if Devontae Smith doesn't get 3 points tonight. Of course, I benched Jaden Reed for acne. Acne for Miami or Garrett Wilson. I knew Garrett Wilson would be a fucking, it's not his fault. But Garrett Wilson, I don't blame you for what happened. First of all, it was bad weather. You had, who knows who he had throwing you the goddamn ball. And that's why we put him in the bathroom, Captain Insano says, to bring back my old Bronx tale talk. Put him in the bathroom. I know. I went off on Bronx tale recently. I put that online. I thought, because I said it was a little overrated, which it is overrated. I still like it, but it's just overrated. With all the sayings, the mush, and they're ripping up their tickets. Ah, mush, bet on this horse, rip up your tickets. No one's ripping up their tickets just because mush, but I get it. Anyway. Ronnie Pascoe says I need a real man. I got a real. You talking about this one, Ronnie Pascoe?
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Me, that's what I'm supposed to say. Mush guy, third party table talk inducing guy, worst part of gamblers. Oh man. Anyway, I'm going to cut that clip just for the group chat, which is also inescapable too. We're in a group chat in that league. One guy's got a fucking droid, ruins everything. So I can't even put the video in there. It'll come out all blurry. I feel for him. I was also a droid guy my entire life. Cause I was like, it's a better operating system. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. You conform. All right. And now they're making progress where they're finally, because it's not like they didn't have the technology with the blue dot, green dot shit, because you're a social leper.
if you're that damn green dot or whatever. The pettiness between those two, Droid, Apple, and Droid. But anyway, there's, I think the government actually had something like, step in, come on. We can't even send messages. But anyway, I'll cut that clip up and put it on there. Where was I? Speaking of math and fantasy, and one of the, we had the Rams, I took the Rams late. First of all, the bombs went 4-1. The bombs are hot. The bombs in the contest, circa comp million. You look it up, man in a box. We are 20 games over 500. Our record is, what the hell? Let me find the record. Our record is, in our last 6 weeks, we are 23-7. I mean, we have a good time here, C. Jenners, but I'm giving out straight up bomb winners. 23-7 in the NFL, that's unheard of. Actually, it's pretty heard of, and I'm not even in the money yet. That's how impossible this contest is. Anyway, but we had the Rams.
I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper that looked.
Not yet, Ron. Not yet, Ron Rivera. Not Ron Pasco, who's in the chat room. The Rams, who I love, they're like -6.5. When I got nervous, they were smoking Washington all game. It was 28-7. It was about to be 35-7. Puka dropped the touchdown. Stafford threw it right to him. Puka dropped it. He would have ran in for an easy 20-yard touchdown. No big deal. Whatever. He drops the ball. They're up 28-7. It's all fun and games. And then they missed the field goal. Nah, that's not good. A field goal would have locked up the cover. Because now they put in Jacoby Brissett for Sam Howell.
Now we got a problem.
Because Jacoby Brissett's an actual reasonable NFL quarterback with a lot of weapons, and he finds Terry McLaurin immediately. Touchdown right down the field. Now it's 28-14. Boom. 3-and-out. They get the ball back. Now they're driving again.
Now we got a problem.
Because if the Red Commanders score now, they'll pull within, depends on who you are, 7 or possibly 6. Because that's all the new rage. If you're down 14 and you score a touchdown in the fourth quarter, you go for 2. We just saw it work with Tennessee and Miami on Monday night a week ago. You go for 2. If you make it, then you're down 6. And then you score a touchdown 7 and you win in regulation. If you miss it, the math says you'll make the second one anyway, so you're not really missing anything. And the whole basis of it is that you don't want to go to overtime, especially on the road, and if you're the worst team and have to deal with all that. You want to try to win it in regulation. Now, as Washington's driving down to score again, Ron Rivera had an amazing clock management. It was just insane. They had 8 chances from the goal line with a penalty and interference, and they finally got it in on 8th and goal. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a nightmare of a backdoor cover by Washington. The only question is, does Ron Rivera know to go for 2 here? I'm betting that he doesn't. And he sends out the extra point team. I'm excited. Like, here we go. This idiot's going to kick it. And then you see an assistant coach, some coach explaining to Ron Rivera what sabermetrics is, what math is, and why did she go for 2? And Rivera's just staring at him like, what? He was just speaking the Chinese fucking alphabet. Like, what are you talking about? I have no, why? You can see him mouth the words. Why? Why would I go for 2? Ron, trust me, rocking chair, Ron. Oh, Riverboat Ron. I love when I call him Riverboat Ron. He went for 1/4 down 20 years ago, and I call him Riverboat Ron ever since.
I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked at the analytics, that watched the tape in the freaking, when we were at Indianapolis.
That was him after Carson Wentz when he's trying to defend it. I looked at analytics. I pulled out the paper. Well, which is it? Was it analytics or paper? Because people who look at analytics don't look at paper. I look at paper. I'm the analog guy, just like you, Ron. Hey, Ron, you're supposed to go for 2 or you're going to kick?
I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked at the analytics, that watched the tape in the freaking when we were at Indianapolis.
Yeah, no. He went and kicked the extra point and it got blocked just for sweet irony. And they lost by 8. Rams got the cover and it was beautiful. Little Riverboat Ron. Rocking Chair Ron, I believe one of you guys caught him there. Hey, Lane Elliott, welcome to the chat. Says C. Jenner Unites. Eric Turbin says Riverboat Ron. I know. He went for one fourth down years and years ago. Okay. There were Saturday games. I should talk about them as well. Speaking of fantasy advice, in the other league, I lost my quarterback, Justin Herbert, and I traded Stafford away as a backup. I regretted that one a little bit.
Now we got a problem. Now we got a problem.
So I had to pick up garbage, and I picked up Mitch. I couldn't decide between Mitch Trubisky, and which is bad enough, and fucking Nick Mullins. I had Nick Mullins. I added them both. I played Nick Mullins and then Kramer over here. Kramer dog convinced me to go with Trubisky. That's the thing with fantasy advice. Never ask for fantasy advice. It never give fantasy advice. It can only go bad. If it goes well, no one's gonna thank you or commend you. If it only goes bad, then they'll blame you. I don't blame him. I mean, I tell you what, and Trubisky did get 2 touchdowns. I'll give him that. Well, when they yanked it for Mason Rudolph, I was literally yelling at Tomlin, come on, Tomlin, give Mitch another chance. Give Mitch another chance. He should have pulled him a long time ago. Like, it was obviously his fault. I had resting Mitch face, if you will, but I'm going to actually win in that league. So they're giving Tomlin shit for wearing that shirt, that woke shirt. Oh, no shit, you weren't coaching because you're too busy being with your woke shirt. Keep politics out of the football. You should be grateful. His shirt said like freedom and equality. What is woke? What politics? What word are you against? What political? I mean, it's hilarious. Fucking equality. Keep your politics out of this. That's right, JC. The pen, the paper, the passion. I bring the paper and the passion here.
I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked at the analytics, that watched the tape in the freaking when we were in Indianapolis.
And Indianapolis beat the living shit out of the Steelers. After the Steelers were gifted those fucking points. I can't wait to cut Mitch Trubisky in that league. Eric Turman is in that league, so I don't care if you hear that information. Go ahead and get ready to pounce on him if you want. Other Saturday games, there was that Cincinnati game too. Nick Mullins looked good, even though he did throw a couple picks. How about Jake Browning? It was a revenge game for Jake Browning. We found out. No one else knew it was a revenge game. Yeah, Jake Browning used to play for Minnesota scout team, did he? Okay. Yeah, and Irv Smith, he used to play for the Vikings. Okay, great. Yeah, you know who has a lot of revenge games? Bad football players, because they get cut by a lot of teams and traded. And Browning won. Good for him. They had a great comeback. Can't take that away from him. He had a couple luck box passes, though. I wonder Tyler Boyd just somehow got through there. And fucking T. Higgins made an amazing play. He's like, you shouldn't have cut me. All right. Well, okay. Man, maybe in retrospect, we could have used you as our third string quarterback at this point as we're done. But you're just as good as Nick Mullins. Oh, man. Revenge game for Jake Browning. He used to be a third stringer there. Now he's a second stringer here. What's Trent Dilfer? I got Dundee's soundboard.
Modern day game does not impress me. It's super easy when you don't get hit as a quarterback.
Trent Dilfer, hilarious. Lane Elliott says Zacchaeus anytime touchdown tonight. You're a little late, Lane Elliott. My Monday night bombs I gave out. I'll recap it. DK Metcalf touchdown, DeAndre Swift touchdown. You parlay them, that's 5-1. They're both at +150. Anyway,
All right, I need to get to an ad read. Jeez, Louise. And then we come back, I'll recap some of the other games. So some of the losses. Those are wins and some of those losses. Then we got a couple men in a box and a bet detective coming your way. That'll be fun. But first, I need to tell you about Game Time. What would you people do if you didn't hear me telling you about Game Time? You wouldn't know where to get tickets, would you? Ever. On the date, not the day of, that's for sure. That's when you do with Game Time. If you need tickets, you go day of. Like if you wanted to go to the Rose Bowl or the LA Bowl on Saturday, presented by Gronk and Starlight Productions or some ridiculous company, you go day of the game. The closer you go to the day of the game, and you get cheaper tickets. It's amazing. I wanted to go UCLA Boise State. I wanted to see Boise State's second string quarterback and UCLA's third string quarterback. How am I going to get tickets? How am I going to get in the hot tub with Gronk in LA and party? Because he loves the party. I go to Game Time app. You download it. You get look for the tickets in your area. You create an account. Use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Time supply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CFBX for $20 off. You download the Game Time app. You get your last tickets. Lowest price. Guaranteed. Even makes a perfect holiday gift. And we're back on the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the Bet Detective. I love this fucking chat today. Well, the C block is absolutely lit up to earth degree, eighth degree, ninth degree. What does that even mean, a degree? Let me get some comments. I can't, all these comments coming through the chat. I'd like to put you guys up on the screen. Right, Pasco says he wish he could bet the ESPN show in the Fish at the Pike Place. Is playing some grunge. Grunge music is a good call. I said, Ronnie Pasco, they're going to show the fish market, but they should be showing tossing cheesesteaks, you know? Combine the Pats and Geno's of Phillies game, toss cheesesteaks of Phillies with flannel grunge and Rocky. Have Rocky running around the downtown Seattle area in flannel. Kurt Cobain, I love stats like, if Kurt Cobain was alive today, he'd be 53. Also, he'd be the first rock singer to have a number one album with a hole in his head because he shot himself with a shotgun and he'd be alive. Wouldn't that be weird? Anyway. Lane Elliott. Yeah, stop trying to climb the fence, sneak into the game, download the Game Time app. How about the Cowboys? That they got caught for that. A ticket vendor, before we get into these games, a ticket vendor in Dallas got in trouble for letting people in, but for just giving them cash. I hated that story. Who the fuck's diming this guy out? Why are we setting up, you know? The Bet Detective would never be on that case. I miss those days. You can't do that shit anymore. That used to be par for the course. You duke the guy a Finsky or a 20 ski and he lets you in. That's what going to the game's all about. You don't need the tickets. You can get in. Now everything's like, oh, out of my hands. Like everything's micromanaged. Everyone's got to be scan a code on your phone. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, you can't hustle anymore like that. That's ridiculous. I don't like that. All right, our one loss that we had to recap was Tennessee. I knew it was bad. It just looked bad. Tennessee versus Houston, we're laying two. We got a good number. And wound up going off at three. They lost in overtime. They're up 13-0. They had Case Keenum quarterbacking, for God's sakes. Then they scored 3 points after that. They lost 19-16. Just insane game going on there. It was crazy. I mean, whatever. You're going to lose some games. What happened in that game? There was a punt. It was all punts. They were terrible. There was a 15-yard penalty they didn't call. Then there was a holding call like this on a punt where like the guy just grabbed the center for no reason, where they would have had the ball in the 40. And then Vrabel makes some insane. Vrabel is like, he's like a Ron Rivera that no one criticizes for some reason, somehow. Because he won years ago. And he just, because he doesn't let his players quit. And then they quit. He's in overtime. He lets the clock run to the 2-minute warning, and then he punts. What are you doing? Well, we're kind of playing for a tie, but we're not playing for a loss tie. Anyway, awful loss. They had an interception ripped out of his hands. Case Keenum. I don't want to talk about that game. But now, Houston tied for first place with the Colts and the Jaguars because the Jaguars got fucking smoked. The Jaguars were hilarious last night. I had an assessment. Baltimore's good, but, I mean, good Lord. Jacksonville missed two field goals. Then Trevor Lawrence just threw the – he threw the ball like it was fixed, like Ronnie Harmon in that 84 Rose Bowl. He went to go slide. He went, whoa, what's going on? He just, like, tossed the ball up in the air.
They were like a hobo on a ham sandwich. They were going hard.
And so that was at least 9 points there. Then before halftime, they throw the ball all the way to the 5-yard line. And instead of spiking, he wants to run a play. Okay, you want to run a play maybe? Toss in the end zone now? I'll do a 2-yard out, and then we'll go to halftime. All right. I'm thinking Doug Peterson might be dumb. Not sure. Trevor Lawrence certainly is. They had Trevor Lawrence has that dumb, dull, weird, Christian, transparent fucking look on his face. Like, oh, you are vaping. You are just vapid vaping. Who's dumb now? Me, I'm dumb. I'm just hitting buttons.
It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. You know, you got mixed feelings.
Now, that means he might like the mother-in-law. Who knows? The Cadillac is a great thing. You know, but yeah, I think Doug Peterson and Lawrence are just dumb. They're a dumb coach quarterback duo that are perfect for each other. People are like, yeah, I got rid of Peterson. No, they should just be together for the next 8 years and be dumb 9-7. Just bizarre decisions. Lane said, no, D. Henry touchdown game was at 130. Yeah, that was a bad beat. I mean, he looked awful. He had like 12 yards. He looks old sometimes. He usually dominates Houston. Let's see. What other games we have here? DeVito loss. Epifasole, Madagano. The New York Giants lose. The agent wearing all green because he was in the Italian-American Hall of Fame. He got in the New York, New Jersey Italian-American Hall of Fame. He got in the Chicago Italian. How many Italian-American Hall of Fames are there? And they're at Rinaldi's down on 13th Street. Anyone can make an Italian Hall of Fame. I mean, you can make any Hall of Fame. But the Italian hatred, my God. It's hilarious. People hated the story. I get it. The Saints, the coaches were all going, mwah, they're doing the Mount mocking the DeVito celebration. I get it. They got sick of seeing. We get sick of seeing anybody. Like, get the fuck out of here. Congratulations, Saints. You had your first good half of football in 6 weeks, and they're gonna celebrate beating up on the Giants in the fucking. I mean. That was bound to happen. I would have taken the Saints. If I just trusted the Saints more, I would have taken them as a play because you knew DeVito was going to fall on his face after that.
I bought them Giants, baby. Huh? You bet your ass.
That's old Uncle Kevo. I got to give him a call for speaking of which. I'll give him a call for Christmas. But my God, they love mocking DeVito. Ah, fuck your culture. Like I said, Italians and Irish are like the last cultures we can still make fun of openly and they won't care. So everyone just pours on all the shit they hold back from other cultures. Nah, what are you saying? Nah, you pacifist. Every Italian impression starts off with the voice and then it just goes into food orders. Ah, for marinara, chicken masala, bacalao. And yeah, DeVito went back to being DeVito. They're like, oh, the book is out on DeVito. The Italian book, the menu's out on DeVito. You know what I mean? Listen, he was terrible when he first came in. He's won a couple games. He won one game like 10-7 versus the Patriots. Tommy Cutlets. And I love Tommy Cutlets. I feel like I got to defend him, but I mean, I for one, listen, I know any Big Dom is out. All the Italians came and they left. Big Dom security, he can't run security no more. I think Big Dom, the Eagle security guy who got in a fight, he should now run. He's now not allowed on the sideline anymore for Philly. That's just punishment. He should do security for the DeVito family exclusively, you know? Combine it. DeVitos and the Doms, you know? I was getting a little sick of it too, but you know what I'm sick of? It's just like the Taylor Swift thing. When sports reporters and the national media starts getting involved, like, they catch on late and they all do the same fucking joke. They all do, they're like that scene in Donnie Brasco where that was them interviewing DeVito after the game. That scene in Donnie Brasco when they're like, the FBI guys are asking him what forget about it means. You know, now is it forget about it or forget about it? And what are you forgetting about, Tommy? Tommy, did you forget about the playbook or did you forget about it? Hey, Tommy, what is it? Did you forget the Saints play defense or did you forget about it? He's like, they had a good D line. I know, but come on, say forget about it. Next is Tyrod Taylor came in because he got hurt for a couple plays and he was fine, Tyrod Taylor. And everyone's like, get him the fuck out of there. We don't want the Giants to win. We just want the veto. And Saints rocket. So I will be looking to fade the Saints next week as they play the LA Rams. Who won with that Ron math? Anyway, where are we at? Jeez Louise, we're running a little late here. Let's see what. Any other games you guys want to talk about? The Bears and Browns. Good Lord, the Bears should have won that game. Joe Flacco was bad and good. Robert Tonyan with a huge fucking drop. And then the Hail Mary drop. Fields tripped. There was a lot of other plays. There was a fourth and one where Justin Fields just tripped and they would have got it. But the Browns are another one I want to fade. I'm like, this Joe Werwacko for Flacco. Okay. They're complete fucking luck boxing too. Whatever. We'll see. I do like ripping on Mooney for not catching that Hail Mary. He was falling backwards. I mean, it looked easy, but I mean, you make it easy. Ronnie Pasker says Big Dom should disguise himself in flannel tonight. That'd be hilarious. He could like, what was that band? Tad. Remember that grunge band Tad, the guy weighed like 400 pounds. They had like he's out there like chopping trees. They put like, they're like, back when the grunge alternative music was like called a scene, then they were making them do photo shoots. So Tad, they were like 400 pounds around the woods with an axe. Like, yeah, I've never chopped a tree in my life. I like that band Tad. That's what Big Dom could do. I like that call. Other than that, Detroit destroyed Denver. That was fun. How about Sean Payton yelling at Russell Wilson? People were demanding an apology. That was such a hilarious series of events. Denver looked like they scored two plays in a row if they just challenge it. Payton doesn't challenge. Second down, touchdown, no challenge. Third down, touchdown, no challenge. And then there was an off ridiculous offensive offsides call. And then he just yells at Russell Wilson, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh man, gabba-da-ba-goose. Kansas City won. Taylor Swift meme. They booed Taylor Swift, and they cheered for him. So I'm starting to feel bad for Taylor Swift now. It's like, what? They're sick of you at football games. She's like, I don't know when they're showing me on camera. I was like, I mean, of course they're going to show me. I'm Taylor Swift, but I'm just going to the game in a booth. You want me to sit out in the public? If you wanted me to be a distraction, I'd go out and sit in the public. You imagine that? Taylor Swift just sat in the 50-yard line. Everyone just swarmed to her, and I'd be fucking hilarious. Anyway. I'm looking at some of these sound bites on Colby's... soundboard here. A lot of them are fun. I mean, obviously there's like that in the football weather. There was some bad weather out there.
And the weather here today at Notre Dame Stadium, in a word, it is cold, but it is football weather.
I don't want to go through all that.
San Francisco destroyed Arizona like they did. Brock Purdy is now the MVP favorite.
This is Brock Purdy from Iowa State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
He's the MVP favorite, but people don't want to give it to him because he sounds like that. This is Brock Purdy. I threw 4 touchdowns and to All-American. They're like, oh, he's got all talent. You can put anyone in there. All right, that might be kind of true. But every MVP, I mean, he has less yards after catch from his receivers than the last three MVPs, Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, both seasons. That's just a little nugget for you. Not that I'm a fucking Brock Purdy fan or hater. I don't care either way. Iowa State Cyclone. Good for him. But yeah, he's going to get the MVP because it goes to a quarterback. Even though McCaffrey probably does deserve it, or Tyreek Hill. Although Miami won without Tyreek Hill yesterday. And I tell you what I'm also done with. Shots of the Miami ownership doing the Waddle dance every time Jalen Waddle scores. Ah, Waddle, Waddle, Waddle. I don't like watching billionaires do fun, cutesy dance. I don't like it. Anyway, let's get to the box. I'm already getting upset. Curb, you're upsetting. Is that a show from Larry David? Probably not. Anyway, let's go to the box. I am the man in the box. I didn't know what I wanted to talk about for this segment here. First, I wanted to do a Bet Detective. We want to talk some music. Over the weekend, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, icon, legend, obviously the highest point scorer ever, right, in NBA? Or did LeBron pass him? I forget. LeBron passed Kareem just recently. Anyway, he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, fucking icon. Karate movies with Bruce Lee, for God's sakes. And he's a writer now. He's an activist. He's everything. He's great. Everyone loves Kareem. Not everyone, but he recently broke his hip. I think he's 76. So there's reports on that. He's going to be fine, they say. Hopefully, I guess, get well soon, Kareem, obviously. But what was weird was, like, he said he was at a dancing, I guess, at a concert in L.A. where he fell and broke his hip, and they brought him to a hospital. Okay. He's a big music guy. He's got a whole thing with vinyls and shit like that. But I'm like, what concert? Report the fucking concert. What concert was Kareem at, you know, where he's breaking his hip? And it's unknown. They can't report it. Why? Why is this a mystery? Is it embarrassing? So the Bet Detective went on it. I'm going to live in Los Angeles. I went down the list of concerts that were available that played on Friday. It was Friday night, December 15th. And I got it down to 3. All right, C. Generich, you might have to be on this. What concert was Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at in Los Angeles at age 76? And first of all, I love when they put the number on the ticker of the age they are in comma, like they died. Isn't it always weird? Like Max Scherzer, 39, plans on re-signing with the Astros. Like, what? Why did you, or whoever he was with, Texas Rangers. Why did you put 39 like he's dead? Like, when I put that age with the comma, that's what you do when someone dies. Not if they're, like, looking for a contract or whatever. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 76, was at a concert. Anyway. Speaking of deaths, RIP to Eric Montrose. Died 51. Cancer. That's how you'd write a headline. Okay? Eric Montrose, 51, comma, dead from cancer. That tells you everything you need to know. You see the age, you know he died, and you know how he died. I hate when some fucking I'm cursing for no reason. I hate when someone they'll have a death and they don't tell you how he died. How did he die? Because these questions are going to come up. Same thing with this Kareem. What concert was he at? Just fill in the blank so I can move on. I'm reading this article about his hip. Like, what concert was this? Matthew Perry died. How did he die? He came out yesterday. He was on drugs. No shit. Oh, he didn't drown in a hot tub? Remember the Jim Carrey sketch in Saturday Night Live when he was the lifeguard for a hot tub? That's funny. Will Ferrell was in there.
He was the host. Anyway. But first, like, no, he just drowned. No drugs. He says, nope, we don't know. Well, we know.
But I hate, too, that it comes up on Facebook, RIP, how did he die? The whole time, how did he die? Just tell me. Well, the family wants to keep it a secret. It's going to come out. Being selfish bastards with your mourning. Like my friend Kennedy Forrest, RIP. God bless him. He died in a horrible accident. It's very sad to say, but you know how he died. All right? It was a bike accident. Well, details are sketchy. Anyway, either way, where was I? Bette Detective, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Three concerts I got it down to. Now, there's Ron Marciano, the Alchemist at the Regent Theater. And Ronnie Pascoe, I might need your help. You're the DJ here. Alchemist, that's like a indie hip hop guy, right? He's a good rapper. I don't know if Kareem does that. Kareem has those Bill Cosby vibes. Not the Bill Cosby as in date rape vibe. I know it's hard to bring up a Bill Cosby reference and not mention date rape. That's like talking about OJ and running through the airport. Yeah, it's not really what OJ is known for. But before that, actually what created the whole Bill Cosby story to come out was he used to be like, he would look down upon black youth for like wearing their pants baggy, and he was being real that shit. I think Kareem kind of has those vibes a little bit. And then my good friend Hannibal Buress did a bit about it, and that started the whole thing. Anyway, let me play some. Yeah. This is not Alchemist. This is L.O.B.
Lords of Brooklyn.
But I can't see Kareem vibing to this at the Regent Theater. I don't have the right to play the Alchemist, okay? I probably don't have the right to play this. But they would have not. I'm the chief of my conglomerate. Five deadly venoms, I promised it. Match a man power, make the earth. Even though Alchemist is a positive, intelligent hip-hop, I can see Kareem skyhooking his way through that. Let me turn that off. Second one, Billy Gibbons' birthday jam at the Troubadour. Now this one is a little underdog. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Oh, they love talking about the guitars. It's Billy Gibbons and Friends' birthday jam. I saw ZZ Top a couple years ago recently. They're funny. They phone it. They just do shows. They are pros who do shows. I love that one credit he has. He's Jimi Hendrix's favorite guitarist. They've been saying that for 50 years. Is that the true? First of all, Jimi Hendrix was on heroin. He might have said anything. All right, I'm going to hold you to that. Jimi Hendrix, I'm your favorite guitar. Sure, if you want to go with that. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. That's going to be my only credit. I mean, there was ZZ Top. It's ZZ Top. But they had hits because they said Jimi Hendrix is their fucking... Another one is Billie Eilish at the Forum. Now, he was definitely not a Billie Eilish at the Forum. What's up with Billie Eilish? She just came out in Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair outed her, and she was upset about that. She's like, I thought everyone knew. I like girls. Well, no, we didn't. We didn't want you to be. Ronnie Pascoe's on it. He was at the Manhattan Transfer concert, a jazz R&B group. Now that makes sense. Ronnie, DJ Ronnie Pascoe, thank you for coming through for the Bet Detective and the C-Generates.
I'm so glad we called SOS. Our AC is the coldest.
I'm always the coldest.
SOS to the rescue. Hey. Fantastic work, Ronnie Pascoe. I love you, DJ Ron. So there it was. Of course, he was at a jazz R&B group. Now, that must have been heavy on the R&B if you're dancing and breaking your hip. Light on the jazz. Skyhook and Kareem. Speaking of which, maybe it was a Christmas concert. People, you have a few more eggnogs come Christmas season. When Kareem falls, that's a long way to go now. So that's great. Thank you very much, Ron Pascoe. We solved it. There it is. I got boots on the ground. Jazz R&B. We should break that story because right now it's still like a secret out there. Very important stuff. John Tesh approves. Of course, the old. What did I do with that? That's my old. That's when I want to do my old hazy, perky, pecky, zippy tragedy news. Yeah, tragic news. Basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 76 years old, shatters his hip. All right. Anyway, we're going to have to wrap this show up. Speaking of music, a lot of Christmas music going on. I'll finish on this. Then we got to go, guys. Then we got to go, guys. Great show today, everybody. Says me, the man in the box. I'm telling myself it was a great show. Usually other people are supposed to tell you that. But I go ahead. Why wait for compliments when I can compliment myself? Make sure you give me a follow on the Instagram or Twitter. CJ Sullivan was taking an Instagram at CJ Sullivan _ on X. Subscribe to the YouTube. Hit the like button on this YouTube, everyone. The thumbs up. I don't even care if you do like it. Just hit the fucking thumbs up. That's why I'll get the algorithm kicking. I guess it helps. I don't know. Who knows? Make sure you subscribe. Tell 50,000 of your friends. Leave a 5-star review, and you can get a new. I mean, I have a Bet Detective shirt, which in the merchandise store, SGPN merch store, Man in a Box shirt, Bottom Line Bomb shirt. The best review. I already gave one out to JC from KC for the most watched during the year. But I'm also going to give a new Bet Detective shirt for the best review. I know, mashing at a jazz concert. I get it, though. Get away from that Christmas music. What's the worst Christmas song? I heard they played John Lennon's today. The So This Is Christmas, Time of War. Let's hope this is a good one without any fear this new year. Like, Jesus Christ, John. Cheer the fuck up. It's Christmas. Now we know why you got shot. You're so depressing. Yes, it's wartime, and I know there's war in the Middle East. But come on, we're getting some eggnog, baby. Yeah, that Lennon Christmas, of course. Not everyone has to do a Christmas song. I like when people stay true to Earth one. They like slutting it up too, like Santa and Mommy and all that shit. I heard one the other night, Bon Jovi. You ever hear Bon Jovi's Backdoor Santa or something? I'm like, come on, John. John, tone it down, John Bon. Backdoor Santa. All right. What are you talking about? Are you talking about anal sex? Jesus. Go down your chimney, John Bon. John Bon. Back when they were just having all the sex in the 80s, those hair bands. That's all they did was have sex and awful, awful guitar chords. Juke 72 says, I want to hit Bahamas for Christmas. Worst effing one ever. I don't know why I edited your curse, but not my 50,000 curses. I'll say it for you, Juke. Worst fucking one ever. That is pretty bad. I should play that one on the way out of here, but I don't have it queued up. This was bad planning on my part, not having these songs queued up for when I'm playing it. John Bon, worst hippopotamus. You know, maybe I'll do that for Thursday night because we got to go. The show's been going long. We figured out where Kareem was. You guys have been amazing. This has been the C Block. Not the Alchemist. I want to play someone else's fucking Alchemist song. That was great. It wasn't even Alchemist. Why do I say it's Alchemist? It was like Lords of Brooklyn, Lake of Fire, right? Besides, we have money to get tonight. Now, if you broke a hip at this, I can see, right? All right, C-Generates, you guys have been awesome. I love it. I'll see you Thursday. We'll give out 5 more picks. Hopefully, we can keep the train running with the contest. We are 20 games over 500, and we are going to get in that money. So let's do it. All right, guys. See you Thursday.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.